Nixon should paint George McGovern as the candidate of the New York Times, the Ford Foundation, elitist left-wing professors, snot-nosed demonstrators, black radicals, and the whole elitist gang, Buchanan advised, while Nixon should assume the mantle of the candidate of the common man, the working man. Liberal commentators repeatedly compare Buchanan to Father Coughlin, and while it's true that Buchanan seems to have a dismaying problem with Jews, this attitude stems not so much from his relationship with conservatism as from his vestigial 1930-style populism. Buchanan has written glowingly about the America First Committee, and like Charles Lindbergh, he suggests that America was orchestrated into World War II by groups that did not have America's interests at heart. In the 1990s, liberal anger about Buchanan's right-wing fascism reached a fever pitch, as Molly Ivins wrote in response to Buchanan's 1992 Republican National Convention speech, it probably sounded better in the original German. The irony here is that Buchanan was actually moving to the left. For years, Buchanan's opponents called him a crypto-Nazi for his defense of Ronald Reagan and the GOP. In reality, the only thing that kept his fascist instincts in check was his loyalty to the GOP and the conservative movement. After Reagan and the Cold War, Buchanan abandoned both in a leftward search for his true principles. Buchanan calls himself a paleoconservative, but in truth he's a neo-progressive. During the 2000 election, he denounced free marketers and flat taxers, saying that they spent too much time with the boys down at the yacht basin. He came out in favor of capping executive pay, in support of higher unemployment benefits, and against any kind of free market Medicare reform, and backed a third-way approach to government activism. Buchanan's neo-progressivism has even caused the one-time Reagan aide to rail against the social Darwinism of the free market. Culturally, Buchanan's lock-and-load populism was a throwback to William Jennings Bryan and Joe McCarthy. He also represents a resurgence of progressive-era theories of race suicide. In The Death of the West, Buchanan argues that the white race is becoming an endangered species, about to be swallowed up by third-world hordes. He suggests that the Russian ultra-nationalist demagogue Vladimir V. Zhirinovsky may have been onto something when he proposed a Russian Lebensborn program whereby Russians would accept polygamy. A proud Irish brawler, Buchanan always took ethnic pride very seriously. Thus, rather than opposing left-wing multiculturalism, he embraced it, arguing that elite colleges should take steps to look more like America by enforcing quotas for non-Jewish whites or Euro-Americans. The marriage of statism and eugenic racism motivated progressive-era thinkers like Woodrow Wilson, Teddy Roosevelt, E.A. Ross, and Richard Ely. Conservatives should ask themselves how such sentiments are any different coming from Buchanan. Meanwhile, liberals who think such ideas earn Buchananites the fascist label need to explain why progressives are absolved from that charge when they believe precisely the same things.